USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugarland, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA. And there are efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should, too.